Hello and stuff.
Yeah.
Hello.
Full Spectrum Cycling, show number 70.
70.
70.
Oh, I feel so old.
The autumn years.
Yeah. The declining,
years. It's all downhill
For this show.
It's all downhill from here, folks. Just bear with us. Grab your hot socks and hose and bull.
Right? Just kind of hang in there with us. We'll get through this together.
Takes a village.
Freaking heat's back today again.
Oh, it's not even going to be anything like it's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
So get your, or wait, today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
So
super hot.
Right now, while you're listening to this, we could be pretending that the River West 24 is going on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so, I'll be across the street trying to pick up my shirt and smoke card.
Me too. I would just like to take this moment to say fuck COVID.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
people are doing things. I think Ken Salty Nuts is doing something. And yeah,
I'm sure there's going to be people.
A couple other teams
riding
responsibly distanced.
Yeah, I'm going to have some beers, but I, like I said, I got to do a whole bunch of work now in my house.
Right on.
Before Monday, when the plumber.
Let me see what
up.
This fellow wants at the door. You guys keep chatting about the 24 and potential parties and stuff like that.
Sounds like a plan. So, yeah, I don't know. You going to be around and do some riding?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. It really snuck up this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, everything snuck up. I mean, the end of summer. The end of summer is sneaking up on.
No doubt.
That being with university.
And make the announcement today.
They made an announcement. I mean, let's put it this way. I'm in one of the guts of the place, and they're still, they're not going to know until Friday.
Yeah.
The real logistics of it.
Got
and
it.
Whatever. Because there are some dancing around that people are just like, what? No, you don't want. And thankfully, I am all things working from home.
Yep.
I don't need to be on campus. You guys can all, you know, I'll get my good lunch out.
That is a bummer.
Yeah, but it affords me, and my boss is very cool with me riding. So after doing a meeting, he's like, well, Michael, you have to get out and get on your bicycle. You have to go. I went for 5 miles this morning, but I wake up at 6 a.m. I'm like,
I don't know.
Well, I don't. I will wait until later in the afternoon and go down to an outdoor ticket outside bar.
I'll do my 5 miles. So
exactly. I'm just saying. We have our different ways of doing these things.
Right. In the end, we achieve the same goal.
Exactly. If I get my 10 miles in a day, no matter how I pull it off.
That's cool.
All is well in the world.
Yep. Oh. I used to be doing RW 24 laps, but, you know, I feel.
Yeah. Well, just, and that, even that, I kind of, I mean, well, us doing the show in the past kind of precluded from when the normal, when the practice laps, they were Wednesdays at 7.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, that kind of, I mean, threw that little bit out, but not that you couldn't do it. And a lot of the way I ride around, I kind of do a lap.
I'm kind of thinking the start finish line at 7 might be the place to be. Even though there's not anything planned, I think
you're going to
see some socially, a lot of socially distanced riders.
IR returned.
IR.
He just needed a Presta Valve cover, which I don't know if you've ever seen Lance Armstrong changing a tube. He like just tosses it. These things, bam. I forget the exact words. I'm not.
Emeril Lagasse, bam.
There's another video later where I can't remember if it's Greg LeMond or someone else that's like, it's a similar how to inflate a tire, but he takes the pump and gets rid of it, and then he inflates the tire to like 82 pounds of pressure with his lungs.
Wow.
It's something like that, and everyone was just like, what? Just like one blow. Like,
yeah.
And wow. Everyone was like, whoa.
No bong grips with that guy.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, for real.
Yeah, I can't find the video anymore, but yeah, it's really great.
Excellent.
Yeah, anyway, and it's bike related. We've been talking about it. So there you go. So, Friday. Today.
Tonight.
Today.
The super humid Saturday. You guys got to stay hydrated if you might be doing River West 24 lap things.
Recon laps.
Yeah.
24
checking,
minutes.
Checking. Yeah, just doing a
if one I can, if I could do one lap in 24 minutes, relaxed and groovy, like.
I'm totally cool with that.
I'm like, oh, that's a good.
I think on Saturday, though, with the humidity in the mid-90s, there's been a few years where that's been a recipe for some pretty brutal ride.
Oh, shit, yeah, yeah.
All the people get their hoses out free and stuff, but, man.
Okay, cool. I got to push the button.
Oh.
Welcome to the radio program, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, can I get a large pepperoni and an order of garlic toast to go?
Yes, sir. Are you going to?
Could we have your social security number, your credit card, and your address?
Which will be broadcast to the world at large.
You don't take cash anymore? What the hell?
Cash.
That's, yeah, a lot of places aren't taking cash anymore.
I did have Sephiro's on
cash
Monday.
Cash is dirty. Nice.
How you doing, guys?
Doing well. It's chewy if everybody doesn't recognize his voice already.
That's pretty. Pretty obvious once you've met Chewy and heard his voice. It's, you know, Chewy.
Well, he was just on the show a couple weeks ago, so they can't have forgotten already.
Oh, they could have. He wasn't that memorable. Oh!
I'll bet Lynn hasn't.
If you didn't listen to last week's show, we read Lynn's response to Chewy's e-bike, e-bike attack, which was, the word disgusting was in it, I think. That said,
you keep saying that word.
I
do not think it means what you think it means.
Well, it sort of like seemed like the beginning of it was sort of harshly criticizing, and the end was like, "Well, come by and have coffee. My husband grinds his own beans."
Yeah, maybe it was just an all in a marketing ploy in the first place. Otherwise, if it isn't, send us some coffee.
So, do you have a rebuttal? Is that?
First of all, I was not wavering. I was being polite to start with, and then somebody started pouring me very dark substances, and the politeness kind of went.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah, we had some good beer from Rochester during that show.
Oh, Lord.
That was some.
The blood orange.
That was outstanding. Well,
I can tell you personally that this show today is being brought to you by Webster OG. It is a sativa hybrid. Yeah, that's what that's all about.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, I think you wavered a little on your e-bike stance. I think you helped build one, for the love of Pete. How can you hate him that much?
I didn't waver. I was just being polite. I gave you a chance.
Okay.
To try to prove me wrong.
Okay.
And of course, I wasn't wrong.
Wrong.
Let's discuss Lynn's comment. Now, if I rode 1 mile farther each day, because I only go 9, not 10, so I suppose if I was old, and she's the one that called herself old, I didn't say it. If I was older and I rode 10 miles instead of 9 and had maybe one more hill to climb, I still wouldn't consider it.
What if you were older, maybe, you know, slightly, that's popcorn, of course, heavier, and you had to ride, say, 25 miles instead of 10, and there was four hills?
There was four hills. It was depending on the hills, but no, I was.
Oh, they're hills, man.
I may not commute every day.
I know,
but I would still ride.
See, you're comparing yourself to everyone else in the world, Chewy, and you're a freaking monster.
Oh,
you're a machine.
I would like to bring up too that I also don't have any gears on that bike.
I know. I don't have any gears on my bike either.
No gears.
You never have had gears. Wait a minute. You did have a geared bike.
I've had many geared bikes.
Was it your... Why not?
I normally would always start out with geared bikes, and then something would happen and seize up, and I could just find the one...
That holds it.
That, yeah, and then
ride it like that for 20 miles or 400 miles. Or
a couple of years. And that's when I learned, I'll just get a goddamn single speed.
Mm-hmm. don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. Simplicity. Good Lord.
So, Chewy, what's your stance on belt drive single speed bikes at this current time in bike evolution?
Either electric or otherwise. Gas powered, you know.
You know, when they first came out, they were, when they first came out with the belt drive, back when it was Spot that was using them quite a bit.
Yep.
I thought they were too big of a pain in the ass to try to get everything lined up on the Titan, to keep it tight and just right.
Yep.
And if you were heavy, you could still pop the belt, but with the way the new belts are made and everything, I wanted to put one on we were going to put one on the Fat Tandem that we built, but they didn't have the drive side or the link side, but the belt they had for that wasn't the correct size, so we couldn't do it. But I would love a belt drive bike.
I remember being in Decorah and you borrowed my first Schlick belt drive bike, and it had the old system, and you were cursing at it because the belt came off when you were climbing a hill, I think, somewhere along the trail.
That happened to me like three times with the original.
But that was before they put the slit down the middle.
Right,
and
right, right.
Center jack.
Right.
To be fair, you know, a steel bike that's got a little compliance in the back was absolutely not great for that original belt. But now, I think we're pretty good. If it gets a Chewy stamp of approval, I think I'm making my simplified a single speed belt driving.
You know what else? You know what else you should look at? I'm going to take this time to once again bring back an oldie but a goodie.
Oh no.
You should go online and look at, I think you are the perfect candidate for a baby maker.
I knew it. I knew it was coming. I could smell it.
You could see it rolling in like a thunderstorm from a mile away.
That was the T-ball pitcher pitching the perfect game there.
Chewy, it's a ridiculous electric bike. I'm just going to leave it at that. We wavered off because it's belt drive. That's all.
That's what's kind of right.
But don't forget, you go back to the really good belt drive bikes. Black Sheep was making one that Jake Kirkpatrick and Kramer and those guys were racing on and having zero trouble once they got them set up.
Right on. That's good.
They had them dialed in to a little etch mark on the frame, so they knew exactly where to put it. When they put the bike together and put the rear triangle on, they knew exactly where to go, and they never had any trouble with those. I think Jake did Tour Divide on it, I believe. Wow. Without any trouble.
Well, if you get one, you know they have an app, if you have an iPhone, I don't know if they have an Android version of it, that can tell you if your belt tension is correct just by plucking it like a guitar string.
Like a tuning fork?
Yeah, because it will vibrate at whatever frequency. If it's too high of a pitch, it's too tight. If it doesn't make any noise, it's not tight enough. And there's, I don't know, it's like, you know. There's some noise that it makes at the right frequency.
But if it's too cold, everything is shrinking up, and then it shrinks.
You know, when we wrote about in Boulder City for Interbike the year that I can't think of who bought Spot out originally from Mike Judge and those guys, but I just grabbed one and took off on it. They said, "Here, just take this one," and it creaks so bad. And they said, "Well, you just didn't lube it." I'm like, "It's a belt drive. You're not supposed to lube it." No, you take a little bit of water and you spray the dust off of it, and there's no noise whatsoever. That's pretty impressive.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I had one for quite a while on a Schlick. I had a belt drive on a roll-off hub for my fat bike. Beach fat bike. And that thing, all the sand grinding around in there and everything, it probably had, I don't know, I can't even imagine miles. More than 2,000. I had a lot of miles on it, and mostly on the beach for that bike. And the sand getting in there does wear the front chain wheel and makes it like a little Ginsu knife, but it works. And that thing was in the water, and it was floating, and it was being kind of weird and all that stuff.
Tested.
So.
It's too bad they haven't come up a way to keep it on a 3-speed, because think about the majority of people that ride a 3-speed don't take care of their chains.
It would be perfect.
Bikes would last forever with the belt drive. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. They can put them on a 3-speed now. Uh-oh.
Hey, hear that sound, Chewy? It's, top of the hill.
It's about time.
Top.
All right. Let me go.
Did you and Tony like have psychic communication to get the same beer or no?
I doubt it.
What is our show beer today? New Belgium 1985 IPA.
Voodoo Ranger Series.
Voodoo Ranger Series. It is, to me, it's got sort of a grapefruity feel to it or something. It
totally does.
There's another one magically appeared.
Oof.
Just like
that's
that.
That's right, Marty.
1985.
We are
in sour mode over here in the western part of the state because Pulpit Rock had three releases last Saturday on sours. So I'm doing the Sunshine and Swimsuits. It's a blackberry and lemonade. It's pretty dang good.
Huh.
And it's a sour?
Yeah.
They did pastry sours.
They did.
Depending on the sour. I've had insanely sour sours that are way too much.
I started drinking this as soon as I have a bead of sweat.
Oh. A bead of sweat?
A bead is good beer, too.
A bead of sweat.
Abita's good beer as well. Voodoo Ranger. So, like, this one is a hazy IPA, like, totally loaded with juicy mango flavor. Maybe. I thought grapefruit, but 1980 takes you back to the future of hazy IPAs. Buckle up, tasting, blah, blah, blah.
It does have a Back to the Future logo. Yeah.
Back
to the Future reference.
It's a little salute to Back to the Future.
Great minds.
Those guys.
So if New Belgium would ever do a Tour de Fat back in Milwaukee, ever again.
There's some major corporation now. They're not doing that shit.
Dude, all you need is one person in the fucking one department.
I know.
For God.
And don't schedule over the weekend of the River West 24, which, Chewy, could you just give us a little flashback of your time during the River West 24.
Well, everybody else was sleeping and I was the only one riding.
That's a good part of it. Yeah, you did pretty well there. Thanks, by the way.
I was doing solo on that year, if I'm correct.
We were all doing our cargo bikes also.
Yep.
That was the year after I retired.
Drunks in the trunk.
Yeah. Well, that was the year of bequeathing the coins.
Yes, that was
the coins.
That's when Chewy handed out the coins.
Oh yeah, that was the start of the coins, wasn't it? Yep. It was.
Right outside of Dino's
when Bad Bread was playing. Rest in peace, Bad Bread.
What a great band.
The band has dissolved.
He's teaching my daughter guitar.
I don't know what the hell happened. That's awesome. Patrick became kind of weird there for a while. Yeah. I don't know if he's de-weirdified yet at this point, but
it got too artsy for me. With the Rivers West, when I had the extra stop that you sat in a room with the telephone and talked to whoever was on the other end of it to get extra.
Oh, you see, you're the only one got to
bonus,
do that.
Bonus checkpoints.
It's a bonus checkpoint. Yeah, you're the only one in our team that got to do that.
I did that one, and I did the tattoo. I couldn't do the poem because I couldn't write poetry if my life depended on it.
Hickory Dickory Dock.
No, we. I think it was a good year.
This girl from Nantucket.
It's a limerick, though. It's not a poem.
Right.
Whatever. It's all in the delivery.
It's art. Now it was a good time.
To the ages.
Yeah, that was the only time you did it, correct?
Right. Yeah. Was there maybe a single speed world championship in the way the next year? Mm-hmm. So Spinner and I were gone the next year, and we just haven't gotten back to it again.
Mm-hmm.
Then, well, it's not here this year, but many people have stopped in the shop, or I've seen them riding around and they're talking about, oh yeah, we're having a little street party and people are going to do ceremonial laps and whatnot. So who knows, there could be as many people as the real event. You never know.
You could still register and they'll send you a shirt. And shit like that. But
is it too late to do that? Because I would do that. I forgot about it.
You can still do that. I'm sure you can.
Can you guys
Strava the course for me, and I'll just ride it here in Rochester?
No. It's like 4.5 miles. Four miles.
Well, four now. They shortened it.
Yeah.
Because the checkpoint one changing.
You can do whatever route you want. We'll do different routes because there's routes where you can walk upstairs. There's routes where you go up a steep hill. There's routes where you go a little long with the shallower hill. There's a bunch of different, because it's not really a course. You just have to get to the checkpoints.
And since it's not really a race or a ride, guess what I'm going to do, Chewy?
I do want to do a time trial, though. I saw one that Steve Smith posted that. They did, I think it was on the Repat course out in California. It's time trial to the top of the hill. And you are required to carry a hot dog full of condiments to the top of the hill, and your time doesn't end until you ate it.
I saw that this is on the All Hail the Black Market.
That's terrible.
Yep.
That's a terrible idea.
The perfect place, No, the perfect place to do it. We just do it at my house in Decorah. You go up the hill, you do Carlson property, you come back down the hill to back to our house, and you have to eat it in front of the crowd.
So what is the elevation of the repack Strava course? How much vertical footage?
I'm not sure if they did the Strava, they did the repack course. That's what it looked like when they were showing pictures of it, although I don't know if that's, they were in that area, I'm assuming.
Interesting.
Somewhere over in Marin County over there. It just looked like that area. I never did see where it was actually held at.
Right on.
God, now I have to reinstall freaking Strava.
Yeah, and ride with GPS too, because well, if we're going to go bike packing, we need ride with GPS. And
I do like that one. I've used that a lot.
You know,
like
there's a new Legend part of Strava that is different than the old Legend thing. I don't know. I don't use Strava, though.
I like the ride.
What's this other app called? Ride Mike?
I think Dave Lunds likes to Strava walking to the bathroom and stupid crap like that, so.
Literally.
I can respect that.
Zinger.
I can respect
that. Bow! It. All right, good night, Cleveland.
Well, we got the shop door open today, and there's a guy with a nice sounding stereo out there, bro. It's smarmy out today.
It's not 900 degrees in there today?
It's 80.
It's pretty close to the same thing as when you were here, too. Yeah.
Moist.
Moist. Oh, by the way, I did immediately get back and go buy 2 bags of dill pickle popcorn from Trader Joe's.
Hot damn, yeah.
And?
Which is in the news this week for having racist names for their stuff. Is Joe got to go?
No, just Trader Ming. Just Trader Ming. Jose, Trader Arabian Joe. I mean, they do have some, but I guess I didn't know about any of these. I noticed it on things I would buy from there. I'm going like, okay, well, that's kind of clever, I think. I don't know. I didn't really think anything of it.
But there probably are traders named Ming and Jose.
Sure.
But well, I don't know.
Yeah, probably, I'll guarantee you.
Right? The world is a fresh peeled scab.
Yeah, and social media is not helping that out at all.
Exactly. So everything, like just a stiff blast of air is going to piss the world off now.
Hey, here's something interesting. Chewy's looking at podcast gear.
Hey, Chewy, you'd be a good podcaster or host.
How's that hunt going?
Well, I think I'm just about there. It's similar to what you have.
Did you talk to Bob at BSW? Because he's the man.
Bob no longer works here, so I'm dealing with a guy named Austin from there. He's a ton of help. He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, I mean they're like a pro radio. They're not like a pro audio place. They're more like a pro radio place, and they really know their stuff. BSWUSA.com, just in case they want to sponsor the show or put a dollar in the tip jar, which we will have now.
They were super helpful.
Yes, Venmo.
And you know me, other than using your headphones, I don't have a clue to use any of it. So they're doing, like, I would say, okay, I think this is all I need. They go, no, you need this, and this also. I'm like, oh, okay, I get that now. So it's very helpful. I think I'll order it this week if I don't order it tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know.
Well, it's still, tomorrow's it just, still
depending
week.
On how you want to do it, there's smart right. ways There's no, smart no, ways order, to do things.
I'll order it on Monday. Okay. It's Friday.
I'm
just so I can get away with this because Lynn's in bed because it's late, early Friday morning, so Lynn's in bed and she's not listening to us right now.
If you don't want to go broke at it, so if you want to do the headset thing, you really should just buy 3 of them and get the 4th free, because they basically do that deal. But if you want on the boom microphone, especially if you're going to be doing video, which looks cool as hell, the one that Mike uses, the MXL BCD1, that's actually a really nice mic, and it comes with the arm and with the cable, and it's like $169 or something.
Mike?
Oh, JK? I was going to get the...
Mike Inception?
Sorry, JK. Okay, I meant JK uses.
Yeah, same.
That's a really good one for the price, but you know, you can throw as much money at a microphone if you want. You could get a Neumann for $1,800 or something if you really wanted to.
Neumann.
I'm getting the Electro Voice. So I'm going to start with 2 headsets and the Electro Voice mic.
Cool. Yeah, they're good ones. As long as it's dynamic. A condenser mic for what we're doing isn't probably the greatest thing in the world.
That mic is damn dynamic.
I'm just thinking, you know, if we do stuff here in my shop is way smaller than yours.
Okay.
So
your garage shop?
Sit around a table. Yeah.
Does it have an official name?
What? No.
No.
Yeah, it's go to Moffett's house. That's about it. But don't forget, if you're here and you're in the shop, then you get to sit in the salon chair to do the podcast.
Oh, right. Sweet. On.
Spinner knows about that. Yeah.
So yeah. you know a lot of good people. I mean, getting Steve Knievel on would be a cool thing. You know, I think people would love to hear a lot of the people that you know from just your travels in Single Speed USA is a whole different crowd than some of the other, you know, people doing this. And those are interesting people.
So. Well, don't forget, you know, it didn't turn out very well because of the mic we're using. But when Spinner was down at Decor with us and we had Eric Sovereign and Pat Mersch from Drunk Cyclists and myself and Spinner, that was something. When we sat there, Spinner, for like 2-3 hours, it was the funnest chat we've ever had. Just reminiscing about all the silly single speed worlds. You know, the guy we really need to talk to is Gene Overpiller. I'll take it up to his place and we'll do one from one on one sometime.
I got some Gino stories we could go back to 1995 with if you want. but here's a suggestion. Do a regular frequency. A weekly thing wouldn't be bad, but if you're not going to do that, then do it monthly. Don't kind of go haphazard and do one here and one there, because people start to get an expectation that they're going to hear you at a certain point. And then as little as we're going to follow our own advice on this show, having some sort of topic and segments is a good idea. Mm-hmm. Like, I came up with a new one for this show. So
Top of the Hill.
At the 70th. Yeah, Top of the Hill is a segment. Yeah, show beer is a segment. Yeah. But this one, this is things we dig. I think each week we should come to the
when
show.
When I looked at it, I saw,
and
I just bought.
And say things that we like, whether it's cycling or not, really. But I don't think Tony looked at the document.
Someone didn't look at their homework.
I've been busy.
All right, Joey. So what's a thing like on your bike, an accessory? It's not the whole bike. It's like, it's a saddle. It's a bell. It's a whatever. What's something you dig that you really think people ought to know about that maybe they don't?
On my bicycles, on anything that I use that's a commuter, has a bottle opener.
That's a good call.
There you go. Is there a specific one like the one that goes in place of a headset spacer, or are there other versions?
Well, I don't know if you realize, but almost any bottle opener you get that's truly a bottle opener will actually fit on a water bottle cage mount because the spacing is exactly the same. Some of the weird ones that were like on a Coke machine or something. Single post where it hooks in, don't. But if it has two posts on it to drill into, almost every one that I've ever done, like I have a Coca-Cola one here that's on my state bicycle. Well, it was on my state bicycle. I took the state one off, put it on another one for something.
Well, it was in the wrong spot to open a beer anyway on the fat bike. I don't know. Maybe on their other bikes, it's in the right place. But on the fat bike, it's a dopey skinnies spot.
I think on the skinnies, they work out better. On the monolith and megalith,
ill placed.
You could, I even tried it with a 7-ouncer pony.
Yeah, with a grenade.
And it just did not work.
So that's a good call. So that's like a commercial off the side of a vending machine type bottle opener.
Yep.
Take a picture of one and send it to me so I know what I'm looking for. But I got a guy. I got a guy.
I know.
Okay.
I got a guy that works at Coca-Cola, so we should probably hit him up for.
You know a guy.
I have a guy.
I mean, The state bike that I have here, state bike has their own made and they come with them on the seat tube.
Right. I've got one mounted on my wall because it didn't work on the fat bike that they make. So now it's sitting on the wall.
You know, think about if your seat angle is at the wrong angle or it's too tight in there, you can't use it.
Right.
It needs to be on a pivot.
Pivot.
Ah, copy that.
And the handlebar.
I mean, it's a cool gimmick.
And the handlebar ones don't work.
I mean, I like it. It's a cool gimmick on it, and
it is. Otherwise, I don't have gimmicks on my bikes. I just have a bicycle.
Yeah. Well, and this segment doesn't have to be a bike thing. Yeah. It can be something else. It can be something that you use while you're cycling, a backpack. I'm just coming up with stuff. This is a brand new segment. I just made it up today.
I bought a new speaker.
So the thing that I would like to point out is PDW, Portland Design Works, makes a lot of cool stuff, but they've got a cool light, and it's like $35 or $39. I don't remember, but it makes a really nice defined beam pattern. It's actually a square pattern. So if you're if you're riding at night, especially on like a rails to trails type trail, and you need a light, you're not blinding everybody else that's coming at you. What's the model called, Tony?
That would be nice.
It's the Pathfinder. Path what?
Pathfinder.
Nissan. Not Pathlete Finder, but yeah, if you aim it down and then I've tried it out. You just put, you know, aim it where you would normally aim a light, but it doesn't have the vertical dispersion that a light normally has. $34.99? $35? $35 even. So yeah, that's my thing. It's rechargeable, obviously, and you know, like a lot of PDW stuff, it's pretty well thought out. So
yeah, that is kind of sharp,
right?
And I keep losing lights.
Well, that's the thing. At $35, you can afford to lose one every once in a while. You're not having a silly $400 light that you don't really need unless you're racing, you know? Yeah. It's like if you're going to do the Wausau 24, you want the badass shit. But otherwise, not necessary.
Even some of the lesser lights now, with two of those on there, the Wausau, you can still do.
That's true. I mean, so here's the thing about light tech. I think it's kind of hit the wall because you don't need lights brighter than, you know, if you have a couple of 750 lumen ones, one on your helmet and one on your bike, you're going to be fine. And they make stuff up to ridiculous numbers now.
2,000,
3,000, just, it's like, you just don't need that much light. And you're going to fry retinas on anybody else that's looking at you. So it's like, knock it off.
And so by the way, I quit using a headlight. And you know why?
Oh, because Zito yelled at you? Turn off your light, man. Come on, turn off your light.
Every time they see somebody with a light on, you think they're on an e-bike. And I'm like, well, I can't have that.
Oh, you're right. You can't do that.
Yeah, Zito's the headlight police, you know? It's like, dude, don't tell other people how to ride, man. Just let them do what they do.
My gears, brother.
I'm happy that we get to ride and, you know, that everybody does things a little bit differently.
You're slow.
I'm slow now because I pulled my hamstring on that night that we went out after the last Chewy visit.
And the water derby?
Slipped in the water derby and I got a nice bruise on the back of my leg, which is sweet, and also kept me off the bike for about a week. So,
way to go.
So thanks, Chewy. That's good.
Way to go, Chewy.
It's week two of the whining. What if you'd have really got hurt?
Well, then it would be like 10 weeks.
So obviously he listens to our show, which is awesome.
That's nice.
Yeah, so you're our one listener. Well, that's good to know who it is.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, last week when you said you had 1,000 listeners, do you like put a megaphone outside the shop and wait until the bar across the street's really old?
Hear
you.
And
play it so you hear can count you. Those guys?
No. Yeah. So seriously, our podcast hosting service gives us numbers, and when we at the top of the weekly dose of fat, when fat biking wasn't a fad back in the old days, we were getting 3,500 people a week listening to that show. So, you know, once you have a couple hundred in the can, people start listening to you for some reason. I don't know. Maybe they just, it's comfort. It's like comfort food. We know what we're going to get. They're going to be a bunch of jackasses, and that's what I need right now.
It's all palpable.
Well, and I think just in general, people are listening to podcasts. I mean, they just really enjoy listening to the podcast. Spinner got me hooked on Joe Rogan. And from that, it split off to
Oh, freaking Blueberry has a new... So we use Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. That's where we host every fatbike.com radio, including every show that, you know... We got Gomez's show, and then we have... you know, we've got several people doing shows. But anyway, that's where we host them. And we can host your show there, too, until we run out of bandwidth. So, if you want.
All right.
I don't know. If you release it on fatbike.com, you got a built-in audience of, you know...
Four.
Many people that actually just go to that site anyway. So, let's see. Podcast
statistics. And that's what I would do.
Well, we've had, so in the complete history of doing podcasting at Fat Bike Radio, all the shows we've done have done 395,463, you know, total downloads. So that's...
God, we're so close to 400,000.
We're coming close. We're going to, you know, here's a question.
I don't know.
Are we going to get to 400,000 or are COVID deaths going to get to 400,000 first?
Only if you keep testing.
Only if
you keep testing.
I'm going to test this every day and see how much it is. But
yeah,
Yeah, you know, yeah, I mean,
more tests, you'll never know.
With more testing, you get more downloads, and downloads, you have more cases, and cases, you have more bogs.
So if we didn't have thermometers, we wouldn't have so many days over 80 degrees.
Right.
Exactly. See? And not if we didn't have that many farmers on the next, we wouldn't know what time it was.
I've been giving science a lot of thought lately, and I'm just going to come out and say, the Earth's flat.
Yeah, man.
Why not?
Actually,
you know,
where's the Surly Flat Earth sticker? There's a flat Earth version of a Surly sticker. So, Chewy, here's the scoop. Basically, for our show anyway, the week that we release it, we get around 600 people listen to it, and then over a longer period of time, and people kind of trickle in or get back episodes or whatever. So, you know, and I'm looking. Well, we're the only ones. Well, Adam's new podcast, 328, but he just put it up. And you know, I mean, people listen to this stuff for some reason. I have no idea why, but at least they do.
Well, this one I kind of get because people can get drunk to this one. You know, it's not like there's pertinent information that you have to write down coming out of this one.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I'll be like on the shows we did with, like when we had Ned Overend on, we got a lot of people listen to it because people are interested in Ned Overend. You know, if you're going to get people that are, you know, more famous on their own, and they actually hopefully help pimp themselves on your show. So, you know, I think we have fun doing it. I don't do this for any other reason than it's fun, but you know.
Oh yeah. When it stops becoming fun,
we want to get it going. Well, and just think about when we had Hollywood Henderson on at Single Speak USA when it was in Austin, Texas. He's fantastic. That's the guy that should be doing a podcast. I mean, it would be music, it would be bikes, it would be about everything you could think of, because he's, you know, he's got his own band. You know, he's fast as shit on a bicycle. There's no place he hasn't been to ride a bicycle, I don't think. So, right. But he's got the voice for it. The deer are back behind our house.
I'm Hollywood.
Would fast as shit on a bicycle mean diarrhea? I'm just trying to think that through.
Yes. I'm probably thinking at times.
Yeah. Hey, guess
the
what?
Combinations worked out well for me.
I know we've you're a good guest because we keep, you know, we just running keep going. Over. But here's something curious. Chewy, I'm going to bring another caller in on the show here.
Wait, it's Top of the Hill too.
Well, it's for fuck's sake.
Yep.
All right, Top of the Hill again.
Just, you know, transparency with the audience.
All right. welcome to the radio program, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Yo.
It's Big Sexy. Big Sexy. I said, who else would sit in the queue for 24 minutes and listen to us be jackasses except for Big Sexy?
Big Sexy.
It's Big Sexy. Yeah.
How you doing, Big Sexy? Hey,
how many Rumpelminces did you have while you were waiting for us to get to you in the show queue?
A few.
Where are you currently located? Where in the world is Big Sexy?
I am in Mankato, Minnesota.
Nice! No, you're not that far from Chewy there.
Yeah, I'm in the Minnesota River Valley.
You didn't stop
I'm sorry?
You didn't stop and see me on your way through?
I didn't know I was supposed to.
I thought it was an automatic.
Yeah, really.
Oh, well,
this is one of those things people intrinsically know.
I've been tooling around in the Minnesota, Wisconsin area for too long, and yeah, I'm heading to Des Moines, Iowa.
Hallelujah!
Picture with the Capitol building, and then I'm heading to Kansas City.
Right on.
Nice.
Oh. Cool. Chewy, have you heard Big Sexy before? Because he's riding a Schwinn Meridian tricycle across the country to state capitals. Yeah. And how many, what's your number now, Jason? How many actual capitals?
Currently 21 state capitals.
Dig.
Outstanding.
Currently 21.
Outstanding.
How's your trip
to Minneapolis, St. Paul? How's your trip to St. Paul?
Well, you know, I got family and friends up here, so I was here for a while, and I was creeping around and, you know, doing my thing, and it feels really good to be back on the road again.
Yeah,
nice.
The biggest problem is that I ordered
I ordered and I paid for. Now Schwinn, the good people at Schwinn Pacific Cycle, they've always given me like you know, free replacement parts and blah blah blah. You know, they've always been really good about that. But I actually ordered and paid for two tires because I want to get the back tires like up to speed. And they sent me 24-inch tires instead of 26-inch tires.
Oh!
And, okay, mistake has been made. Okay, that's fine. We'll get to the bottom of it. We'll figure it out. So I ordered another, you know, and they said, okay, we're going to send you other tires. And my brother just opened the box tonight and said they're 24-inch tires again.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, sweet.
So I'm like, hey, do you know the difference between a 6 and a 4?
Not at Schwinn, apparently.
My God.
Hey, Tony, take a look at that thing, that blue thing.
It's not an emergency. I can ride on this tire. I can ride on this tire all the way back to New Orleans. It's okay. But, you know, hey, I paid for the damn tires, and now they sent the wrong tires again.
Well, you'll get it straightened out.
They're slipping.
Yeah, man. All right.
Order the rims instead.
Huh?
Order the rims instead. Get the 24-inch rims, and you got two sets of tires. You're good to go.
Right. No. What I'm saying is the tire... I can ride on the tire, but it's gonna start. We're gonna start going through the tubes pretty soon here.
Oh, that's too thin.
You know,
right on. All right. Well, was that 3 minutes with Big Sexy? I think that's another new segment.
Ding ding.
Right on, Jason. Keep rolling. Call in anytime. But we're gonna be on a 3 minute. We're gonna be on a 3 minute egg timer when you call in. Okay.
It will be just soft.
Right
soft,
on, dude.
Softy boy.
Call in anytime. We'll talk to you soon. Ride on.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm in Des Moines and Topeka and Kansas City and in Indianapolis, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have plenty of chances to catch up with what's going on. Thanks very much.
Later, Big Sexy.
Yeah, no.
Later.
See ya.
So, we still got you, Chewy? Yeah, we got you.
I'm here.
The blue thing that I referenced when he was having his Schwinn conniption. The Schwinniption is a dude, actually the guy that Tony left a note on his VW Cabriolet because he has a hella grill that could be cool on there. But independent of that, dropped off today some 1969 Schwinn repair manuals. They're really cool. You know, they're like a binder with three-ring binder type of a deal.
Three-ring binder.
And they're all up there, all the factory Schwinn repair books from, you know, if you were a dealer from 1969.
That's worth
some money. Yeah. It's not in the original binder. Look what's inside the cover.
Is it like school?
Yeah. It's got like, what's the population of Wisconsin on there? It's like 3.9 million. It's like 6 million now. So, because that was way back in the olden times. And I'm not exactly sure when the binder's from.
1960 census.
Yeah. Don't know. Don't care.
It's almost 400,000.
Million.
Or
4 million. Yeah. Sorry. It's zeros are a funny thing. They're called, you know.
Oh.
Are they called bite me by chance?
Ooh. Every kitty out here's got some claws.
All right, Chewy. You got any parting thoughts before we wrap this sucker up? Because we're. I'm gonna make this longer by saying that. I think you should shoot for a specific amount of time on your show, too. Like, you know, 30 minutes is a good thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or an hour, and fucking up and going, you know, 15 minutes over when you normally don't is, you know, that's our bad, but this is show 70, so.
Did you guys discuss the fact that Detroit Cycles is making a Schwinn Collegiate?
No, not yet. That's something I didn't know.
And they're selling it at Walmart, and I believe the price is about $900. How is that going to go over?
Well, some of the stuff they make here in the United States of America, which is nice, you know.
Walmart has American. Walmart has layaway. Walmart has layaway.
People still spend $300 on collegiates used, right? I mean,
Sure.
Are they still made in America? Those models?
Yeah. No, these are the new ones. So Schwinn's owned by a company out of Canada, correct?
Right.
But Detroit Cycles, which is in Detroit, is going to start making a Schwinn Collegiate in what do they call it, College Green. And it was something about, and I don't remember the price exactly. It was around $900 for your cell phone. It's going to be sold at Walmart. I just can't imagine.
It's a U.S.
Well, you know, I mean,
the brothers, at Walmart. Two of the owners of Walmart own what? The huge. Two of the brothers at Walmart, oh, there we go, own that huge.
You have headphones so you can monitor your own damn self, just so you know.
I was eating popcorn.
Yeah, well, to tip the thing up and point it inside your COVID hole there.
I mean, two of the brothers or family members from Walmart bought the European apparel company, and I wouldn't be surprised they're going to start to peddle fancy bikes, but...
Right.
Oh.
But is that Detroit bike made in America, or is this just a Taiwanese bike?
No, it's made in Detroit.
It is, right? That's what I thought. So, $900 might not be bad.
You know, there's no way the Walton, at least Tom or whoever the guy is that's into cycling, is not good for cycling, because Bentonville would not be on the map if it weren't for... at least in cycling, for Walmart building, you know, all the trails there, basically.
Right. Down there, yeah. All right, I just gonna let you guys go. I'm going to go back and actually try to fix a bike here. So I will talk to you guys.
Is it an e-bike?
Thank God for e-bikes.
No, it's actually a Trek 7200. Good luck trying to find a bottom derailleur hanger for that thing.
Throw
it out.
Wheels no. Manufacturing doesn't
have it. Use a Surly chain tensioner. That's what I have on my 720. Make it single.
Make it a single speed.
It looks like ends up looking like a damn chainsaw while you're riding.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
If you have a dropout number from Wheels, let me know. I've got a bunch in the drawer, so who knows.
All right, I'll give you a call tomorrow and I'll let you know this, because I do know I don't have it with me, but I do have it. And nobody I know, in fact, no stores in Rochester, no stores in Austin, Texas, and none of the wholesalers have one.
Right on.
So I'm kind of...
We'll find one.
So I'll give you a call tomorrow and let you know this.
Okay. All right, Chewy. Thanks for calling in.
Cool.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Now that I'm deep.
Well, so yeah, it's all about how the thing points at you. So if you're like talking like this, it doesn't work as well. There you go.
Sibilance.
Freaking hippie.
Sibilance.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for listening to our extended show. We didn't even get to all of our segments, thanks to Chewy being a very good guest again. Or whatnot. And, of course, Big Sexy.
Big Sexy.
I like the new segment, 3 minutes with Big Sexy. And seriously, I want to get an egg timer, just because we want to be concise. Thank you very much.
Indeed.
All right. That is all.
You would take his hand, but that would leave you with one.